Okay, yeah. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so.
Mwyd. Chagasukas taslecho shivas yomim, ba ospecho mi gornecho mi kvecho, ki vorecha Hashem lekecho ba kol tvuoscho, ba kol masa yodecho, ba yiso ach sameach. So we have a 7-day Yom Tov, which seems to revolve itself around what I would call a harvest festival. When you gather in your harvest, and many of the goyim lahavdil, when they gather in their harvest, they have a harvest festival. It says, and the simcha is on the fact that you have gathered in your harvest. That's what it seems to be. And what is simcha? It is. The most incredible joy around a harvest festival. And in fact, this joy is different from the other Yomim Toivim. I saw in the Sefer Zman Simcha Seinu, he's Madaik from the Rambam. I don't have the time to tell you the Rambam, because I realized that I'm meant to be shorter today than usual. Wasn't told, but I'm going to cut. So you have to rely on me that the Simcha of Yom Tov on Sukkot is different from the Simcha of Yom Tov, the other Yom Tovim, on Pesach and Shavuos. The other Yom Tovim, there's a din to create Simcha. You have to create a matzav of Simcha. So how do you do that? So for the men, you give them bos of a yayin. For the women, you give them clothing. And for the children, you give a goizim, you give sweets, etc., etc. So each one, you give them what will help them create a Simcha. But on, besides of a somachta b'chagecho, which we have on all Yom Tovim, there's a v'yisa'ach sameach, which tells us that we have to express the simcha which we are feeling. It's got to be expressed, and that's pshat in the simchas beis ha'sha'eva. They express their simcha in an incredible way. And who danced? Gedolim. Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel juggled 8 torches. Levi balanced on his thumbs, which is called Kedah, as the Gemara says in Sukkah. So they juggled and they balanced on their arms. How undignified. How unbecoming. Doing handstands. Can you imagine the King Charles, l'havdil elav adon, can you imagine him doing handstands in public? And what did they say when it was dancing? And what did they say? Tana Rabbanan, I'm not saying the whole mimer. Eilu ve'eilu oimrim, ashrei mi sheloi chot, u mi shechot yoshev v'im choloi. Happy is the person who didn't sin. And if you have sinned, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shall give you a mechila. Now, I'm telling you, I'm all mixed up. I mean, I thought this Yom Tov was Sukkot, not Yom Kippur. And by the way, the timing is what I would call very kind of schizophrenic, extreme. Because a few days earlier, we've been in a matzav of a pachad and yira and trembling. And 4 or 5 days later, you're in a matzav of an ecstasy. And not only do you matzav of the ecstasy, the ecstasy is expressed in he who has sinned should do tshuva. And Hashem should be mechapim. So the ecstasy brings us back to Yom Kippur. How does that work? Is the timing of these two Yomim Tovim, Yom Kippur and Sukkot, coincidental or are they connected? So obviously from Chazal we see clearly that they are connected. Here's just one connection. In the pasuk it says, "Vayoshav b'yamahu esav ledarkoi seira, v'yakov nosa sukoisa." Says the Zoya, "What's b'yamahu? B'yamahu is Yom Kippur. Vayoshav b'yamahu esav. Esav is the Yetzer Hara and the Satan. Seira. through the Soi HaMishtaleach, we have sent the Yetzirah packing. Then the Yaakov Nosa Sukkosa. Now we're able to celebrate the Yom Tov of Sukkot. So we see that the getting rid of the Sotom, Vayosha Bayamahu, Esa Bayamu on Yom Kippur, the Darkos, Seira, via the Soi HaMishtaleach, we're now able to enter or to journey into the Chag of Sukkos, which shows us that they're very connected. And finally, how does all this fit into a harvest festival? Because that's what it says. When you're ma'asef, your dogon and your sirosh, or your, then you should be asameach. How does this all fit in? And does celebrating a successful financial year fit in to moving into a sukkah? So we've got a few questions to answer. So the answer I'm going to give is standard raid. And I've got my own way of doing it. And I have said this, you said before, in the Torah way. So I know somebody's going to say, you know, I remember you said this in Parshas Ki Tsetse, 1756 or something like that. There's always somebody who remembers.
I don't think so, 1756.
Not 1756. Not, they don't remember that far.
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so. But it always happens to me. Somebody is always in the audience who remembers that I said something before. It's very dangerous to repeat. I want to say that the Yesod I'm repeating, but what I'm answering with the Yesod I haven't said before. Is that okay?
Fantastic.
Thank you very much. So, here we go. Here's the Yesod. The Yesod is standard raid. Man is made up of body and soul, and they veer in opposite directions. The body wants pleasure. The soul wants meaning. And that creates tremendous tensions, and they are difficult to solve. And there are various methods tried out by the world, because you can't have them both together, so you suppress one in favor of the other. So the West suppress their spirituality and say, so you get a West who is completely immersed in hedonism. Then you get the alternatives of those who live in convents and those who live an ascetic life. And they deny their physicality, they suppress the physicality, and they live a life, in their opinion, in their whole being, of total spirituality. Because you can't do both, you can't be spiritual and physical at the same time. So you either suppress one or you suppress the other. So you get hedonism without spirituality, or get spirituality without physicality. That is not the Jewish way. Both need air. You can't suffocate your physicality, or you can't suffocate your spirituality. Both are part of you, and they need air. You have to be able to fuse the two. That's why the word sholeim and the word sholeim have the same root. Because if you want peace and inner harmony, you can't be fragmented. If you are fragmented, you're all over the place, you lose your inner harmony. So you want to be sholeim, you have to be sholeim. And that is the brilliance of Judaism, of Yiddishkeit, that Rabbi Shalom has given us a mitzvah system. But it's not easy. We are constantly pulled into the direction of pleasure. And not just hedonism, which is part of our society today, but there are other ways of getting distracted. Hakina, v'hataiva, v'hakovoid, motzien esha'odom min ha'olam. So you have lust. Lust is only one of them. You have kina. You have kovoid. Power, status seeking, money, or the power and the honor which money brings. Rabbi Dester used to say in his first maimer, I think it was, he said, if you ask the masses who is happy, they will answer the rich. The rich are really happy because they've got everything. They lack nothing. The rich and the famous are the ones who are happy. Says Rabbi Dester, Zecher Tzad Livracha, it's no use asking the masses. You have to ask the rich and the famous themselves. Many will tell you that they're on tranquilizers. The Queen of blessed memory had everything. She had riches, she had wealth, she had honor. She had three palaces. She had Buckingham Palace, she had Sandringham, and she had Balmoral. But I'll tell you one thing, she had nishkat nachas from the kinder.
She was bored stiff as well.
What?
She was bored stiff all day.
She bored stiff all day. Thank you for that addition. That's fine, I'll take that in. That will come into my next drosha. She was bored stiff all day. I wanted to point out that she didn't have nachas von der Kinder. If you don't have nachas von der Kinder, that doesn't give you happiness. With all your riches, with all your power, with all your honor. Chazal tell us who is happy, okay? Or who is rich. Ezehu osher hasameach b'chelkoi. In Chazal's terms, poor is not having what you need, and rich is not having any lack. There is no lack in your life. So in the world of kinah, taiva, and kovod, you can never be satisfied. I'm always lacking. Mishyesh le'mona roitz le'mosayim. So he's lacking the Messiah. In the world of power and status, there's always somebody who is more powerful and more honored than you. You're lacking, I've seen it, believe me, in my career, I've seen how the riches go. You're always aware of somebody who's got more wealth than you. And that's disturbing, and it gives you a lack. And so you have that need to go further and further. And in the world of power and status, there's always somebody who's more powerful than you. And in the world of lust and hedonism, everyone knows that you can never sustain the same pleasure. Sustain your previous pleasure, you have to raise the stimulus. That's the trouble with the drugs, with heroin. You get satisfied, you don't get the, what's the word, the?
Thrill?
No, there's another word for it.
High.
The high, yeah. You want to say both? That's okay, the thrill and the high. It's okay, you're not wrong. It's good. Yeah, it's good. You don't get the same high. So what happens? You have to give yourself a stronger drug to maintain the same high. So you're never satisfied. And Chazal say, Masbiyai Rov. You can never be satisfied. If you're never satisfied, so you're lacking something. If you're lacking something, you can't be happy. So we have to be a mesameach b'chelkoi. You know how you do that? You do that by shifting your center of gravity. Allowing the meaning part of yourself to come up for air. And each mitzvah does its little bit. It's the mitzvah system which gives us the balance. Each yom tov has its magic. We get off the treadmill and give ourselves what I would call some spiritual air. A-I-R. Some spiritual air. But Yom Kippur is a very special day. It's got its own magic. It's got this extra kippah. Yom Hazeh Yechaper Aleichem L'Taher Eschem. Yom Kippur has the ability to allow us to get in touch with our inner core. The Chelek Elokam Yimal, to dig deep, deep inside of us. We all experience a spiritual lift that we don't experience through the rest of the year. And this is magnificently captured by Rebbe Akiva. Ashreichem Yisrael, notice Ashreichem, happy. Happy are you, Klal Yisrael. Lifnei mi atom metarim. In front of who are you becoming Torah? Mi metar eschem, ovinu shebashamayim. Shenema v'zorakti aleichem mayim tahorim v'tahartim. V'oime, mikve Yisrael Hashem. Ma mikve metar es hatameim, af HaKadosh Baruch Hu metaher es Yisrael. Mikve actually means hope. The hope, mikve Yisrael Hashem, Hashem is the hope of Klal Yisrael. But Rabbi Akiva sort of compares it or makes a play of words on mikveh. Ma mikveh matayis hatameim af HaKadosh Baruch Hu matayis Yisrael. It's more than a play of words. Rabbi Akiva is describing, obviously, the concept of tshuva. The concept of tshuva. And he sort of describes that concept of tshuva in the idea of a mikveh. What is a mikveh? I think this idea comes from Moshe Shapiro. A mikveh lezeichet tzad livrocha. A mikveh is an immersion in water. Water, if you go underwater, you're on a place, or you're in a place of non-existence. You can't exist underwater. So when you immerse yourself in water, you're immersing yourself in a hostile environment, a place of non-existence. So it's ke'ilu, kaviyochel ke'ilu, you cease to exist at the moment you go under the water. And when you emerge, you emerge as somebody new. It's a rebirth, as it were. Even more, says the Maral. The Maral says, Mayim, when you have Yud and Mem, it's a plural. Mayim means a lot of what? Ma and Yim. Mayim is a lot of what? Very interesting. What does it mean, a lot of what? Mayim has a certain aspect to it. Liquids, calls the Maral, achoyme belit suro. They are matter, but mayim has no shape. Water or liquids will take the shape of whatever container you put it in. Literally, you put it into the freezer, and you'll find that block will be the shape of whatever you put it in. So mayim has no shape. It's choyme belit sura. It has no shape. It's a lot of what? And mayim is the prototype of all liquids. That's what all liquids are. So mayim is, what is it? What is mayim? It's a lot of what? So what we do is we immerse ourselves in a non-defined substance, as if to say, deformed man can get back to his pre-formed state. That is what tshuva is. You've become something, a certain shape, and you want to unshape yourself. That's the tshuva. Of course, you have to do it with tshuva, with all the gedorim of tshuva. But the immersion, the symbolic immersion of the mikveh, is that I want to change. I'm deformed. Deformed man, chas v'sholem, needs to get to a preformed state, and come out reborn. That is why tshuva is compared to a mikveh, because tshuva is exactly that. Before tshuva, there's a feeling of distance. Throughout the year, I lost my way. Too much stress on the pleasure part. There's an imbalance. Deep desire, now I have, during Elul and Yom Ne'roim, and especially Yom Kippur, I have a deep desire to return to my original state. But I need to get to the other extreme first in order to redress the balance. So what do? I need to reduce my physicality. Says Rav Samson Raphael Hirsch, by fasting, you reduce your physicality. You, as if you were, you're getting yourself into a non-existent state. You've got a physical gulf, and it hasn't done so well during the year, so you fast and reduce your physicality in order to get yourself immersed into the Yomim Ne'roim and to come out of the other side as reborn. Fasting reduces the physical state, says Rav Samson Raphael Hirsch. And the climax is Ne'ilah. We rouse ourselves to tears, says Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Rabbi Yaakov Emden says a person should rouse himself to tears when it comes to Ne'ilah. And it's not so difficult to reduce ourselves to tears. Ne'ilah is incredible. By the time Ne'ilah, we've been fasting all day, and there's a surge. We're physically, we're weak. And somehow or other, Ne'ilah, we find a surge of Yirah Shamayim, a surge of tshuva, and we find strength. What has happened is that we've reduced our physicality, and suddenly the spirituality is emerging. It's as if we're coming out of the mikveh, we're being reborn, and our spirituality is taking precedence. We're creating we're making a new balance, and we get that koyach to do that by reducing our physicality. And the tears represent the liquid state of Ma. That's the tears, the Mayim, Ma'onu, Mechayenu, the Ma, the Ma. What are we? We're nothing. We're losing our physical shape. And now with that understanding, we're able to emerge. We feel liberated. You know, excuse me, we come out as a reformed Jew. If you know what I mean. We come out reformed. I think I once said to you, what am I supposed to finish?
25 to.
Oh my goodness, I'll leave it out. Okay, so now we're ready for true rejoicing on Sukkot. Once we've got the balance right, we're ready for the real rejoicing. In Ochanami, it's a harvest festival. We're rejoicing at our income, and not everyone has the same. But the common denominator is B'mokam HaShiyivcha Hashem. And look at the beauty of the Torah. So the Torah addresses our physicality. So what do? We give the men Bosav Yain. We give the women Begodim. We give the children Egoizim. So we address our physicality. We don't ignore it. But we have become new people. And as it comes to Sukkot, and we've got rid of, we've got the balance right, that we're able to dance in a way, want to express that Yom Kippur climax, we want to express that on Sukkot. It's more than just a creating a simcha, v'samachta b'chagecha. It's for yitzach sameach. We've got the balance right again. We're back to what we should be. We're reborn, we're reformed. We need to express that simcha after Yom Kippur with rikud and shir. Having mimakayim, the v'ayei roshem v'ayem, who esav l'darkov se'ira, we've sent it packing. V'yakov Nosoi Sukoisa. And who are the main dancers? Yes, Rabbi Gamliel and Levi, who did Kedah. Because there's no Anoichi, there's no Ich anymore. You have negated the Ich. The process of Simcha begins with reducing self. There's no identity, there's no ego. The Gedolim, that everybody understands that. That's where David HaMelech was Mekarkav in front of the Oran. When you know who, I can't say all the so. Come, I've got to stop. It's a shame. I can't. When you negate yourself, doesn't matter if you're greatest God, or you don't feel anything in front of the Rabbi Nishan, and it's not embarrassment. King Charles would be very embarrassing to do that.
for God will by Torah, it's only the Gedolim who did it. Only the Gedolim to show that the klapi, the Rabbonim Shalom, everyone's negated. It's incredible. No identity, no ego to nurture. And then we go into Sukkot and we declare that although we might have had a bumper harvest, that's not what makes us tick. We are prepared to dwell in the Sukkah and give ourselves over entirely to the Rabbonim Shalom if necessary. We will be Sameach Bechelko even if he didn't give us such a great harvest. But it is a simcha, which is combining the harvest festival. You've gathered in your crop, that's your physicality. And now you've got the balance right after Yom Kippur, so you can truly thank Ribbono Shel for his harvest, which he's given you, and at the same time you can dance Rikudim with a simcha gedola, because you are reformed through the mikveh of Yom Kippur. Have a wonderful Shalom.
Oh, yeah.